Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Steve at 10 in the morning now. Steve McIntosh, Ted Woodward at 7:30 here on a Wednesday morning. Federal prosecutors and the FBI announced the takedown of a massive college admissions scheme involving kids whose families were rich, powerful, or famous. Fox's Trace Gallagher has the latest.
Operation Varsity Blues apparently began in 2011 and ended last month, where 33 parents so far paid anywhere from $200,000 to $6.5 million to get their kids into elite colleges. Federal agents say the scam was run by a college and career counselor named William Singer, who would direct the parents to give the money to his charity and in turn would use that money to bribe college coaches, administrators, even testing centers. The goal was to inflate SAT and ACT scores or pretend non-athletes were star athletes. For testing, the feds say Mr. Singer would lie and say students had learning disabilities to allow them to take the test alone. And then he would have a proctor either take the test for the student or sit with the student and provide answers.
More than 50 people, including actresses Felicity Huffman and Lori Loughlin, face charges.
The Wichita Police Department is investigating after an officer was bitten by a pit bull dog yesterday morning. Officers responded to a burglary in progress call at a home in the 4400 block of East Boston. Two officers arrived. The resident opened the door, and that's when a pit bull ran out, biting one officer on the leg. That wound did require stitches. The second officer fired one shot at the dog, striking it. That dog ran away, later located by an animal control officer. That dog was taken to an emergency veterinarian for medical care. The resident was not able to provide shot records of the dog, so according to standard procedure, the dog will be quarantined for about a week and a half. Police said there was no evidence of a break-in at the home. No arrests have been made.
Wichita Mayor Jeff Longwell, along with a Wichita City Council member and Sedgwick County Commissioner, were in Washington, D.C. Tuesday in an effort to get Amtrak to stop in Wichita again with passenger rail service. Commissioner Pete Meitzner tells KSN News Wichita is now one step closer to making it happen.
I'm not sure we're at the finish line, but we're getting our hands around the final cost estimates.
Councilmember James Clendenin says Amtrak sees value in the plan and has asked for a feasibility study on the rail line between Newton and Oklahoma City.
This is something that people in Wichita care tremendously about. They're always talking about it, always asking me what's next, when's Amtrak coming.
Officials say federal funding would be needed to make the necessary improvement to the rail line. The Wichita delegation is also meeting with Kansas lawmakers in D.C. to talk about other issues such as highway funding and tourism in Wichita.
If Kansas's highest court is going to force state lawmakers to boost public education funding again, some conservative Republicans want something in return.
Their list includes a say in how new dollars are spent and a voucher program to allow bullied students to switch to private schools. A state House committee expects to have hearings this week on an education bill drafted by its chairwoman and introduced on Tuesday. It's an alternative to Governor Laura Kelly's proposal for an increase of roughly $90 million in the state's more than $4 billion a year education funding. The Kansas Supreme Court ruled last year that education funding remains inadequate despite recent increases. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
Former Empire actor Jussie Smollett will appear in court Thursday at a hearing for allegedly staging an attack on himself in January.
Smollett arrived to court once again with his siblings and an attorney from Mark Garagos' law firm. That attorney told the judge that Jussie Smollett's team wants a camera inside the courtroom because they claim there's been so many false leaks in this case. Smollett wants the public to hear what they consider the truth.
There has been a lot of misinformation in this case that has been presented as fact and evidence against Mr. Smollett, which is demonstrably false. We welcome cameras in the courtroom so that the public and the media can see the actual evidence.
Smollett's attorneys today said they think there is a lack of evidence to convict the actor. High-profile defense attorney Mark Garagos is scheduled to appear with Smollett for the first time at Thursday's hearing.
Fox's Matt Finn reporting there.
The Pentagon getting ready to implement President Trump's policy on transgender troops.
About 30 days from now, the Pentagon says President Trump's limited ban on some transgender people in the military will go into effect. Most current transgender troops will be grandfathered in for continued service. After April 12th, those diagnosed with gender dysphoria won't be able to serve unless they get medical certification that they've been stable in their birth gender for 36 months, have not transitioned, and are willing to serve as their biological sex. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi responding on Twitter, calling the revival of the policy bigoted and disgusting, and a, quote, stunning attack on patriots who keep us safe. In Washington, Sean Langell, Fox News.
Now the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. We will have areas of showers and a few thunderstorms at times today. Our high temperature is 68. A high wind warning is in effect this afternoon for wind gusts from the south, anywhere from 25 to 60 miles per hour. Rain off and on through this evening, then overnight down to 38. A few showers may pop up tomorrow. It's going to be cooler Thursday and 45. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
And now we have rain, fog, 58 degrees, a southeast wind gusting to 43 miles per hour. Yep, it is windy out there this morning on this, the anniversary of the Heston tornado, the big F5 that hit the west side of Heston in 1990 on this date. And the Sedgwick County Emergency Management people putting on another one of their severe weather safety programs tonight at the Goddard City Building. This will be a combined class for Garden Plain and Goddard, the city building there in Goddard at 118 North Main. It all starts at 6:30. It is free and open to the public. And what better way to remember that Heston tornado? There was only, with all of it that went on there, and it was big and long tracks on this tornado, only two people died. Well, two too many, but two people died. You know, there was a pretty good warning. We saw this thing coming, a couple of them. Two F5s. There was I think I said a while ago, 19 tornadoes broke out across South Central.
One of those days, yeah.
And one day the conditions just got just right, and here it came.
Of course, for the next 3 months now, once in a while, we're going to have these tornado anniversaries.
Yeah, they're going to be cropping up.
Yep. This is one of the first biggies.
That time of the year.
Gets that started, yeah.
That time of the year. Yep. 7:37 now with Stephen Ted. If you've been paying any attention to our news this morning, you I've heard about Dr. John Bardo, who was the president of Wichita State University, has passed away at the age of 70. He had been treated for a chronic lung infection or lung condition for several months and was back in Wesley Medical Center where he passed away on Tuesday. I did a little research, Ted, went back into the archives here at KNSS and found some sound I had, an interview with Dr. Bardo. I interviewed him several times. But I was interviewing him in January of 2018, and he talked with the KNSS about one of his major goals.
We want to increase enrollment, and largely because of the role the university plays in the metropolitan area. And what you see is when you can get universities to be larger than 20,000 head count, that they can have a bigger impact on the area they serve. So we've been experimenting with a lot of ways of trying to increase enrollment, not just any one headcount, but thinking differently about what's possible.
They also talked with me about his basic philosophy of higher education. This was interesting.
We're reaching out to businesses differently and trying to think differently about what does it mean to be educated in this kind of a society. So we're starting to see some movement there in ways that I think, you know, it's just going to take time to work through because they are so new and so different.
Yeah, and so that was on a 2018 public affairs program on KNSS, the Issues 2018 show back in, I think it was January of 2018. And we also talked about the fact that how much the campus, he came there in 2012 as president. Bardo had been a professor or a teacher there years before that, and he came back to Wichita State. And all these things that he did out there and he's done, we're doing a very short period of time. The campus, as you know, has been pretty much transformed into something. They kept a couple of the buildings, like the roundhouse and things like that. But
huge physical. That was before him.
Yeah, he kept that. But
obviously, the southeast part of campus, getting rid of the golf course, turning that into the Innovation Campus. A huge transformation of basically a quarter of the Wichita State campus.
Right, several new buildings going on out there, and new, just a lot of exciting things. A lot of it business oriented. He brought, who's got Starbucks out there? They got a couple of retailers out there now on the campus. And he basically talked to me and said, this is a model that, and I asked him about paying for all this. Just basically, a lot of it's paid for by the, you know, the people who put the stores in there and like that. And it wasn't, the Wichita State didn't have to spend a whole lot of money on it. They had some grants and some money coming in. And so they transformed the campus. It's modern. They've got the new housing out there, new dormitories.
Yeah, new putting more dorms actually on the physical campus
right.
rather than the perimeter, and new housing, something, you know, if you don't have that, students are going to go elsewhere.
Well, it's a lot of things that he has yeah. done that have transpired, and that there is going to be some sort of public remembrance coming up sometime this spring for Dr. Bardo. And, yeah, he's certainly had an impact on not only Wichita State but the entire community in his time as president, his time as president. And, again, he's passed away at the age of 70. I do have a grandson who is a freshman at Wichita State.
And I have a nephew who's a freshman at Wichita State.
And of course, my daughter and my son-in-law both are graduates of Wichita State University. All right. It's time for our Prairie Fire Coffee Break on KNSS, Ted. Prairie Fire Coffee is the freshest coffee in the Wichita area because Prairie Fire Coffee beans are roasted fresh right here in Wichita. And you can get Prairie Fire Coffee at your office by calling 267-3771 or online at prairiefirecoffee.com. 741, Steve and Ted. Coming up, Bill Roy, editor of the Wichita Business Journal. Boeing stands up for the 737 MAX. Steve and Ted on KNSS.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.